Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Angelo Viola, Stephen Labadie over there, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis. It's been a wonderful Remembrance Day edition of Outdoor Journal. We are not going to veer off too far from that, although this might be a perfect moment to announce a news release that came out of Keep Canada Fishing. The Outdoor Caucus of the federal government, along with some sponsors of the event, Shimano Canada being one of them, announced that there are 10 scholarships of $3,000 each available to successful applicants. 10 scholarships. The deadline to apply is November 22nd, so it's quickly approaching. The purpose of the $3,000 scholarship is to encourage college and university students to study fisheries management. So if you're pursuing a career, say, in biology or, you know, some kind of wildlife management program, this is right up your alley.
That's cool.
The graduates from fisheries management programs in Canada become the future managers, of course, of our natural resources. So it's important that we give them a good start. And this is exactly what they are doing with this $3,000 scholarship. If you're listening or if you know somebody that is interested in pursuing this as a career, you can check all of the information out at the KeepCanadaFishing.com site. That's KeepCanadaFishing.com site. I'm sure the applications are there. And you can try and be one of the 10. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. A $3,000 scholarship. That's very cool. It's no secret that many of the members of our armed forces have a love for the outdoors. We've talked about this on the program here for years. There are many volunteers from coast to coast who are working with veterans. We just spoke to a couple, providing financial and recreational support to help with the healing. On the line with us now is one of those people, Joe, and I'm going to mispronounce this, but I know how to pronounce it properly, but I have to go with the phonetics here on my paper. Gulani, he is a board member of the Algoma Fish and Game Club, and the club set up a day for veterans, a fishing day in particular. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
How you doing, Angelo? It's Giuliani, by the way, like the mayor of New York.
See, I knew it. I told my guys here, I said, this is wrong. I know this is Giuliani, but no, my crack research department said it's Gulani. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Exactly. Joe, I don't know how it is in your circles, but, you know, it is hard to soar like an eagle, eh?
Yeah, it is, for sure.
Anyways, I do the best I can, my friend. How are you? Never mind that stuff. How's it going?
Doing great up here in the north. We got lots of snow last night, so we're busy cleaning things up.
Oh, that's good news. Now, I understand that the club is fairly new, 2016, in fact. Tell us about how and what and where and all that stuff.
Yeah, Goma Fish and Game Club started back in 2016. We do a lot of different events projected towards kids, veterans. We feed the deer in the wintertime. We run an annual perch derby for the kids on the ice that attracted like 550 kids.
Wow.
We do a fall fishing event that had over 350 kids attend that. Yeah, we're busy.
Wow. And who exactly, how did this start? What was the idea? Somebody having a couple of beers or a coffee saying, hey, we got to do something. I'm always fascinated on how these regional events start.
That's exactly how it started. There was probably 7 or 8 of us diehard fishermen sitting in the garage one night drinking beer and said, if we want a voice in this world, we need to form a club so we can get our voice across. And it's worked out well.
You know, I say this all the time in the program. If it wasn't for fishing and hunting, by the way, yeah, I think we'd be in really, really, really rough shape on this planet. I mean, really rough shape. And hats off to you guys for doing this, man. This is fantastic. Now, how do you reach out to veterans? Tell us about the process.
Yeah, this is an event that I did with a very good friend of mine down in Michigan. His name is Mark Martin. He's a well-known pro walleye fisherman, and I'm on his pro staff for his ice fishing schools, and he brought this event for wounded warriors, you know, out in the summertime and on through the ice, and I helped him out, and I said, hey, this is a great thing I can bring back to Canada and give back to our veterans, so that's just what I did.
Well, good for you. Now, are these seasoned anglers or first timers mostly for the event?
For the veteran wise, they're both. They're seasoned veterans and they're first time fishermen, and they seem to love it.
And what kind of feedback are you getting?
It's great feedback. You know, these guys just want to get away from their hectic schedules and just want to get out for the day and talk to other veterans in the boat and share their stories and just wet a line and have a good day.
What a wonderful backdrop for that, by the way. You know, sharing stories, sharing moments, sharing experiences, building bonds. What a wonderful backdrop fishing offers. There just is no better place to be anywhere doing anything other than fishing if you want to experience those special moments. And obviously, you know, when we're talking about veterans in armed forces, they wholeheartedly agree, because there's more and more programs out there for them involving fishing and outdoor activities and anything else. So it's great to hear, man. It does my heart well.
Yeah. Like, we ran our event for 2 years now. Next year will be our third. And it's grown, you know, immensely every year. We get more and more veterans, and we're getting more and more guides helping out. It's just a great day on the water for these guys.
Now, it's free to mention, do some name dropping. Do you guys have any sponsors? Who's helping you with this?
Yes. It wouldn't be possible without sponsors. Tim Hortons has been a huge
nice.
Sponsor for us. Subway has been, you know, the supply of the lunches. The Legion itself here, the local Legion in town, they do the supper afterwards and make some lunches for us also. You know, it's been just great from all support. The Highland Ford also helped us out with some monetary, donations and whatnot.
Fantastic. How can folks get involved if somebody listening is moved enough to say, I want to help out and give our support? How can they get a hold of you? What can they do?
Yeah. They can, hit our Facebook page. It's Goma Fishing Game Club. Or hit us, on the internet, www.gomafishinggameclub.ca. We'll take anything anybody will help us out with.
Hey, where do you guys fish up there this time of year?
Oh, we do everything. We're fishing inland lakes, but the main thing is the St. Mary's River, which is a world-renowned river here, and we're pounding the walleyes in July for the veterans that time of year.
I'm going to make a prediction right here on the open mic that the St. Mary's River, over the course of the next 5 years, is going to become one of the fishing hotbeds in Canada. That's how much I'm so cranked up about that body of water. There is so much potential there.
It already is. It already is one of the, you know, it's just the people that flock to the river when the different species are running is just unreal. You know, I have a brother that's a full-time guide on the river, and myself also guide on the river. You know, we're constantly busy.
Well, you know, the Fishing Canada show shot a couple of episodes up there this year that are going to be airing sometime in the next few months. So what you had as a well-kept secret is no longer, my friend.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. We want everybody to come here. You know, Sault Ste. Marie is a great town to come and visit and fish the St. Mary's River.
For sure. And don't forget, you also have the queen of Northern Ontario tourism, Carol Caputo, who's a resident of Sault Ste. Marie. Let's not forget. I got to reach out to her every opportunity I get, you see.
Sure. She does a great job.
Joe, I want to thank you and your buddies. Thank you for having that beer, that late night beer in your garage, and coming up with this wonderful initiative to help our veterans. Maybe, remembering a time that they'd rather not remember, but giving them an opportunity to bond and feel good about themselves. And what a better place to do it than Sault Ste. Marie, out on the St. Mary's River fishing with you guys. Fantastic. Hats off to you, my friend. Great job.
Thank you, Angelo, and you guys have a great day, and tight lines.
Joe Giuliani. Giuliani. I knew it was Giuliani. Why would I say Googlani? Good God, I know better than that. Like, why do I read
that's
any
that's what
of
I
this
said.
Stuff?
Like, if you know it, just say it the right way.
Joe Giuliani. The Algoma Fish and Game Club.ca for more information. Algoma Fish and Game Club.